Blog Talk Radio.
I
Father, I stretch my
Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Well, yes.
The 23rd Psalm.
Amen.
I believe this passage to be one of the most well-known passages in all of the Bible.
Yeah.
I believe that this passage is not only possibly better known than the average passage of Scripture, but that it has been whispered by more people in trouble.
Yeah. I know.
It has been quoted by more people on sick beds. It has been uttered by more dying lips.
Well,
possibly than any other passage in all of the Bible. It is said that once in London, England, there were a group of artists and entertainers in the city. And by some scheme, some enterprising person was able to get most of them together in one place.
Well,
so as to demonstrate their gifts.
Yeah.
And when all of them had gone through their routines, they came down to an orator and a minister.
Yeah. Wow.
And both of them were requested to recite the 23rd Psalm. The orator employed all of his innate gift to speak, called upon all of his skill and gift of oratory. And when he had finished his recitation of this psalm, the house went up in thunderous applause.
Yeah, man.
And then the minister arose rather solemnly and proceeded to recite the same passage.
Yeah.
When he had finished, it is said that nobody applauded. But there was hardly a dry eye left in the house.
Yeah.
The MC upon commenting on the two who had recited this passage.
Well,
said the orator, recited this passage like a man who knew it.
Amen.
And was gifted to recite it.
Yes.
But the minister recited it like a man who knew the shepherd.
Yes.
Of which it speaks.
Yes.
Amen.
That's all right.
Amen.
You will notice, my brethren and my sisters, that there's something unique about this passage.
Yes,
sir. It seems that the man who wrote this passage was a shepherd.
Yeah.
It has been ascribed to the authorship of David.
Well.
However, David did not write all of the Psalms.
Yeah.
Well, amen.
Many of them were written by some of the priests and their aides about the temple.
Yes.
Others were written by other patriarchs and saints.
Yeah.
Amen.
But there's something about this passage that seemed to portray that its author was a man who knew something about a shepherd and sheep.
Yes.
Knew something about the shepherd's attitude toward his sheep.
Yes.
And then something about how the sheep relied upon the shepherd.
Yes.
Wow.
Listen, if you please.
Yes.
This is a gem when it comes to sacred literature. This kind of testimony doesn't just accidentally occur. You can't dream upon something like this. To give off a testimony like this,
well,
you've got to have had some experience with God. You've got to been brought to a kind of a situation where you have to lay out upon God and fall out upon God and totally depend upon. Listen now. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. It's a very personal thing, isn't it? He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
Yes.
He leadeth me beside the still water.
Yes.
He restoreth my soul.
Yes.
Yes. Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
He restoreth my soul.
Yes.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
Yes.
Milo.
Isn't it so?
Yeah.
Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Yeah.
Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
Yeah.
Thou anointest my head with oil.
Yeah.
My cup runneth over.
Yeah.
A very personal thing.
Yeah.
I don't think too much of people who have no personal testimony.
All right.
About God and His goodness.
Yeah.
Some folks say, well, you know, I'm not very much of a talker.
Yeah.
And I can't say anything in church. If God has meant anything in your life, you ought to be willing to say anyway.
Yeah.
You ought to be able to say what God means to me.
Yeah.
Well,
amen.
The Lord means anything. Let the saints of God say so. With me.
Well,
if David was the author of this passage, then it was born out of some of his experiences.
Yes, sir.
Possibly at the time that he penned this particular passage, this psalm, he was sitting upon an ivory throne.
Yeah.
Israel's first citizen. With a scepter of authority in his hand.
Well,
the courtiers and ambassadors gathered before him.
Yeah.
And yet he takes a retrospect back down the vista of the past.
Well,
and begins to think about those things that brought him over.
Yeah.
Had it been his skillfulness?
Well,
had it been his superior intelligence?
Right.
Had it been his political maneuvering?
Right.
No, it was his knowledge of God. Your knowledge of God. I'm praying for you tonight. God has already said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Going into 2024, let the King of Glory come in strong and mighty.
I shall not walk. It's about a personal thing, isn't it? He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restoreth my soul. Did you hear what I said? He restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
My Lord.
Isn't it so? Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. Runneth over. A very personal thing. I don't think too much of people who have no personal testimony about God and His goodness. Some folks say, well, you know, I'm not very much of a talker. And I can't say anything in church. If God has meant anything in your life, you ought to be willing to say anyway. You ought to be able to say what God means to me. The Lord mean anything, let the saints of God say so. Pray with me. If David was author of this passage, then it was born out of some of his experiences. Possibly at the time that he penned this particular passage, this psalm, he was sitting upon an ivory throne. Israel's first citizen. With a scepter of authority in his hand. The courtiers and ambassadors gathered before him. And yet he takes the retrospect back down the vista of the past. And began to think about those things that brought him over. Had it been his skillfulness? Had it been his superior intelligence? Had it been his political maneuvering? Had it been his contacts? Had it been money? Had it been armies? It had been the Lord. Thus he says, the Lord has been my shepherd. No wonder the man said, through many dangerous trials and snares, I have already come. It wasn't money, it wasn't military power, it wasn't chicanery, it wasn't political strings being pulled. It was grace that brought me saved thus far. And grace will lead me on. Here's a man who had been brought by God from the obscurity of the dry and barren hills of Judah to the throne of Israel. Here's a man who come up from the unknown and have faced the fear of giant Goliath outside in the town of Succoth at the Valley of Elah, with the soldiers of Israel arrayed on one mountain and the soldiers of the Philistines arrayed on the other. And this man who had been decorated for his valor and bravery was walking between the mountains exclaiming in loud tones of profanity or exclaiming profanity against the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob. You know how he requested audience with the king and how he started out with Saul's own helmet on his head. Saul's own sword in his hand. Saul's own shield on his arm. But having no experience and training in this kind of a thing.
Yeah.
He took them back.
Yeah.
And requested only his strength and God.
Yeah.
You know the victory that he brought to Israel.
Well.
And when he went marching back to the capital, the women along the way composed a new song.
Yeah.
Well. Since Saul has killed his thousands.
Yeah.
But David has killed his 10,000.
Yeah.
You know the jealousy that this aroused in Saul.
Yeah.
And how Saul sought to kill him.
Yeah.
And how he had to run and hide.
Yeah. Well.
And one day when there were a company of men coming in from the south.
Yeah. Yeah.
And another company closing in from the north.
Yeah.
And another one from the east and another one from the west.
Yeah.
And there was no escape for David.
Yeah. Yeah.
And God whispered to a spider.
Yeah.
And told David to run in a cave.
Yeah.
And told that spider to get busy.
Yeah.
And web up that cave.
Yeah.
And when the soldiers got there,
yeah,
God is my shepherd. And I feasted to my satisfaction.
Oh, yeah.
He let me then lay down in a plenty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Green pasture. It's a green pasture.
Well,
that's why I don't like to hear people talking about I'm a Christian and trying to be all pitiful.
Yeah.
No, no. This thing is nothing piteous.
No, no.
I'm a child of the King.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my Father says, the world is mine.
Yeah.
And the fullness thereof belongs to me.
Yeah.
Gold and silver are mine.
Yeah.
And I have 10,000 blessings in my hand.
Yeah.
Just for charity.
Yeah.
Nothing pitiful. He makes me to lie down in green pasture.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Right. Huh?
And he leads me beside the still water.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The still water. They tell me that this part of the verse was inspired by an occurrence that constantly or frequently occurred with respect to shepherds and their sheep in Palestine. It is said that very often when the sheep went down to the Sea of Galilee, the waves were billowing and tossing. Sheep being of a timid nature, why, I would leave very often without sufficient drink.
Yeah.
Shepherds devised a scheme to dig a trench leading from the main stream.
Yeah.
And then let the trench run over, and at the end of the trench, dig a pool and let the water from the main stream run out and run through the trench and into the pool.
Well.
And the water in the pool was called still water. Though the waves were dashing out here, though the white caps were kissing one another upon the surface of the water in the pool was still and placid.
Yeah.
I think that's what God does for us who have faith in him.
Yeah.
Sometimes life's billowy sea is too restless for our timid souls to drink.
Yeah.
But God has a way. At this same passage, the 23rd Psalm.
Yeah.
And when everything was gone, he began reading, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. Yes, he does. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness. You know, my brothers and my sisters, don't you know I would lose my way but for the fact that the Lord leads me?
Well,
but you see, the way of righteousness is a narrow way.
Boy.
The way of truth is a narrow way.
Well,
the way of love is a narrow way. The way of justice is a narrow way.
Well,
certainly the way of righteousness is a narrow way.
Yeah.
And I believe that almost any of us would lose our way if it were not for God.
Yes.
But the reason why I do not lose my way always, the Lord lead me.
Yes.
For the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want.
Yes,
he maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
Yes.
He lead me by the still water.
Yes.
He restores my soul.
Oh, yeah.
I don't believe you know what I'm talking about tonight. Oh, Lord. He lead me in paths of righteousness.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Lord, he's holding my hand. Otherwise, I'd go astray.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, I'd take the road to destruction.
Yeah.
But the Lord is holding my hand.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about tonight.
Yeah.
But in the highways and byways of life, I like to feel that the Lord is leading me. On the streets of Detroit or wherever I go, I like to feel that he's leading me. Leading me around the danger. Leading me around the pitfall. And I got David said, not only that, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
Yeah.
You know, some people feel that this is when you die.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. But I'm not only in death's shadows when I die.
Yeah.
Sometimes in the midst of life, I'm in the shadow of death.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. And the only reason why that I don't lose heart, the only reason why I don't give up, my God, his Lord and his
staff
is by my side.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, I don't have to worry, and I don't have to get in any hurry.
Yeah.
Somebody may say, well, don't you know life's valley is dangerous?
Yeah.
And don't you know it's fraught with death?
Yeah.
And if you've got to go through, you ought to hurry.
Yeah.
And go on through.
Yeah.
I tell those people, no,
yeah.
I'm in no hurry.
Yeah.
I can just walk, take my time.
Yeah.
Not even anybody hurry.
Yeah.
No, no.
Yeah.
His rod and his staff is by my side.
Yeah.
Every time that I get afraid,
yeah,
I feel him near me.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. And when enemies have predicted that I'm through,
yeah,
when enemies have said that he's finished,
yeah,
oh Lord,
yeah,
he doesn't have anything. See me eating,
yeah,
and see bread on the table.
Yeah.
Oh Lord, he put the diet and the menu of love on my table.
Yeah.
He put the menu of peace on my table.
Yeah.
He put on the menu inner contentment,
yeah,
and satisfaction.
Yeah.
And even it all around me.
Yeah.
And unless I get a friend,
yeah,
he pours oil on my head.
Yeah.
One day at a time. The Lord is.
Yeah.
The Lord is.
Yeah.
The Lord is.
Yeah.
The Lord is.
Yeah.
He's mine tonight.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's yours.
Yeah.
I don't know how you feel about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I shall not want to. The Lord,
yeah,
take me to green pasture.
Yeah.
The Lord,
yeah,
take me to valley green. The Lord,
yeah,
the Lord,
yeah,
take me down,
yeah,
by the still water.
Yeah.
The Lord,
yeah,
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 oh, Lord,
yeah,
Lord,
yeah.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. They don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it.
The world won't get no better. We got to change the world. 2024. Mary Hawkins Foundation, the 20th song that we're going to read tonight.
Turn your phone down. I got to read this. I'm here.
You got it. Mary's going to read the 24 number song.
You say what?
You got it.
I can't hear you read what?
Psalms 24.
Okay.
The 24 number psalm.
Okay.
You can read it now.
The 1-7. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the sea and established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that had clean hands and a pure heart, who had not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitful, he shall receive a blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob Selah. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be ye lifted up. Ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. I just read Psalm 24, 1-7.
Thank you.
Open eyes that we may see. Thank you. compassion, and please hear us. Hear us when we cry and smile out on your helpless children, oh, and laughter and father, Lord. Come on, come on, yeah, and open our eyes.
Don't work between black people, racism, white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated, racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive, racism, white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood you live in, racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
You live next to poor people who will rob your ass, steal and kill your ass because they don't have no options and they don't have no option to critically think, racism, white supremacy.
Yeah.
And I see that that's a problem. So I wanted to just make a pimp decision.
$1 million flow. People of Maryland, Florida, Atlanta, Georgia. new home, new land, new expression, a new philosophy, a new love, $1 billion flow, $1 trillion flow. We are able to have more money than the government, because we are the government. $1 trillion flow coming from Egypt, coming from the mother country, Africa, to New York and Chicago, the birthplace of Malcolm X, the birthplace of Martin Luther King, DeSalvo. I've got $1 trillion flow, the slave train. I'm talking about all laws done by Robinson, the slave train, the $1 billion flow. You and me, me and you. Poor and rich. We are rich because we're in the $1 billion flow. Yes, you can have that new Ben. Yes, you can have that Beamer. Yes, you can have that Rose. Yes.
Wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. They don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me.
Injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists. Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor. The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counts. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
And you are doing another thing. You are reminding not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages.
America's opportunity to help bridge the gulf between the haves and the have-nots. And the question is whether America will do it. There's nothing new about poverty. What is new is that we now have the techniques and the resources to get rid of poverty. And the real question is whether we have the will.
At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress, our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But not only did they give the land, they built land-grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county agents to further their expertise in farming. Not only that, they provided low interest rates in order that they could mechanize their farms. Not only that, today many of these people are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies not to farm, and they are the very people telling the black man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. Now, this is what we are faced with, and this is the reality. Now, when we come to Washington in this campaign, we are coming to get our check.
I come here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to the group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us.
If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own emancipation proclamation. Don't let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage.
He's got the whole in his head, he's got his home. Red in his head, he's got his whole world. Red in his head, he's got his whole. Head in his head.
And
even though your rain falls, I can stand.